The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
A national political convention can draw 50,000 people.
The 46th Quadrennial National Convention of the Democratic Party will now come to order!
That's a lot of mouths to feed, and a lot of work to be done preparing to feed them. As we hear from Katie Johnston Hertz with the Virginia Public Access Project, some of that work is being done in Virginia.
According to an article by Katie DeMaria in the Richmond Times-Dispatch, Virginia's Division of Consolidated Laboratory Services is responsible for testing samples of food that will be served later this month at the Democratic National Convention. The types of food served at conventions varies depending on where they're being held and what the candidates prefer. And this year, with the convention in Philadelphia, they will be serving cheese steaks. The lab received samples of food from the vendors, and the scientists then made sure that the food was free of environmental contaminants like E. coli and salmonella, and also looked for any intentional contamination, things like anthrax or ricin or pesticides.
Katie, I guess some people would be surprised that this is being done by a state lab and not a federal agency.
The Consolidated Laboratory is part of the Food Emergency Response Network, which is a network of labs co-managed by the USDA and the FDA. After 9/11, it became apparent that our food supply was vulnerable, and so the network was created. And there are a lot of state labs that are used because outside of emergency situations, the labs are asked to be part of special surveillance assignments like this one.
And just in case anybody's wondering, a different lab drew the assignment for the GOP convention food.
Yes, that is a lab in Ohio, and they have already tested samples of the food that will be served. And since I haven't heard anything about it, I can only assume that everything looked good.
Katie, for people who wonder whether anyone is directing traffic in the very busy Atlantic waters off the Virginia coast, our next story provides at least a partial answer.
Dave Mayfield wrote a story in the Virginian Pilot about the Mid-Atlantic Regional Planning Body's Ocean Action Plan. Virginia has teamed up with five neighboring states and several federal agencies to develop this plan, which is designed to encourage better communication and coordination between all these different agencies. And the plan takes into account the activities happening off the coast at any given time, you know, fishing, commercial shipping, military exercises, as well as the locations of things like artificial reefs and whale migration routes and shipwrecks and underseas communications cables.
What they've come up with is a 134-page document. It has lots of information and recommendations in it. But Katie, there still is not a single overall plan that actually requires anybody to do anything.
Right. In 2010, President Obama addressed the issue of ocean planning in an executive order that's now known as the National Ocean Policy. This established a coordinating council for federal agencies involved in ocean matters, and it also introduced framework for states to voluntarily group together and address issues that are specific to their regions. However, at this point, only the states in New England and the Mid-Atlantic have produced plans.
Katie Johnston Hertz is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.